Now, you may be working 9 to 5 today or 40 hours per week in the same office as do a lot of the Australian public. Well, a recent report by a freelance platform Upwork found more than 4 million Aussies have ditched the salary lifestyle in favour of freelance work. And now with the rise of the internet, of course, more and more people seem to be jumping on board. With me today is Beck Lambert, a freelancer and the founder of The Freelance Jungle, a Facebook community where more than 4,000 freelancers can share their ideas. Hey, Beck, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm really well, thanks. Thanks for asking. We'll just start off with you, Beck. What got you into freelancing?
Look, I was kind of being a little bit arsy. I was working agency life and I was looking at the campaigns that we were doing and we had big budgets, but it was always about following the party line. And I was finding increasingly that I was frustrated in what was happening. And then I thought to myself, well, if I think I can make a difference, why don't I try and make a difference? So I leapt into freelancing in 2010 and haven't looked back.
Wow, great. Good on you. And so what do you reckon, in your personal opinion, are the biggest benefits you can get from freelancing you may not actually get in a typical 9-to-5 job?
Look, I'm finding that with speaking to a lot of people through the freelance jungle, there's a range of different reasons. Obviously, childcare and parenting arrangements top the list for many people because a lot of workplaces haven't got the suitable setup for those kinds of things. But there's also people that are looking to travel the world and find it easier to work from different locations. There's people that are managing physical and mental health conditions and disabilities on a regular basis. And there's all sorts of other things such as, you know, people looking to do the next startup who want to be able to freelance and work on that in their spare time, or perhaps they're living regionally and there aren't that many jobs around, so they're creating their own. So there's a very long list of reasons why people get into freelance and why it is beneficial.
Right. And I have heard, though, that I think one freelance digital marketer said that he was making only 60 grand a year or maybe less. What may be the harder things about being a freelancer? Do you have to compromise financially or?
Look, I think that there's a little bit of a misconception that you have to compromise yourself financially in freelancing. Mm. One of the things that we find is that people lack the confidence to be able to back their pricing and ask for the money that they need. Right. So I think there's a little bit of that where it could be lifted through education. I think part of the sacrifice that freelancers make, though, is that Australian business itself seems to have a very strange view and view freelancers sort of further down the totem pole, whereas really they should be respected for being the self-starting entrepreneurs that they are. They're people that are out there getting their jobs for themselves.
Right. And so can you tell me more about the Facebook page you started, Freelance Jungle? How has it helped you and other freelancers?
Well, the Freelance Jungle actually started in about 2011 because I did a survey to see what everyone else was facing out there in terms of challenges. I was particularly feeling isolated and alone and lacking in confidence. I was chasing a lot of bad debt and all those sorts of things. And I wanted to see if those sorts of things were universal. I found out that basically, yes, there are a lot of people struggling with isolation, a lot of people struggling getting money out of clients after doing good work and all that kind of thing. So I started off quite simply in Sydney with getting people together once a month for a beer. And what's grown out of that is we now have people meeting in Sydney, Brisbane, Wollongong, where I'm based now, and also online on a regular basis to talk and share that information and to back each other up and learn better skills.
Right. And so can you see a future of more and more people taking this on board or?
Definitely. It's definitely increasing. And I think what is driving that in a lot of respects is the fact that traditional workplaces just don't suit a lot of lifestyles. Mm. I think a lot of younger people like the millennials and stuff like that are looking for different ways to carve out their career. And they're finding that freelancing gives them the flexibility. And I'm finding that people that are in, you know, Gen Y and Gen X need it because of things that are going on in their life. I mean, a lot of people are moving out of Sydney and Melbourne, for example, because it's so damn expensive to be able to live there and buy a house. Mm. And moving to places like Wollongong or the Central Coast, you can do that a lot easier with freelancing than, say, you know, commuting into a workplace or trying to get the flexible working arrangements that you need to be able to manage that.
Completely. And so personally, how likely are you ever to go back to the office life?
You're the first person who asked that question. Probably not likely in any respect. But I think also too, one of the things to remember is that even if you freelance for a little while, it is easier to go back to that sort of thing and then come back out and then try something new. I've met a lot of people that started off freelancing, took some really kick-ass jobs in some great companies, then came back out and then went and launched golden-looking startups, for example, or they went and learned the skills that they needed. And I think that that's really important. If you can continue to grow at any level and grab the bull by the horns, whether it's a side hustle or as a straight-up, you know, this is how I'm making money, it can be really beneficial to leverage freelancing that way.
Completely. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Bec, and good luck with your freelancing.
Thanks so much, and thanks for inviting me to talk. It's been great.